Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We take some moments for silent reflection. We pray, gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Let all God's people say, Amen. Mighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No. But by the law of faith, for we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you'll be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. If the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's text kind of gets to the truth of the matter, doesn't it? Sure does. But what if we change one of these words up a little bit? It just crossed my mind. You know, the Jews are saying, "We've never been a slave. How is that possible? We're descendants of Abraham." What if we change that one word from Jews to Lutherans? Huh? Anybody gonna argue with that? We're Lutherans. We've never been slaves to anything, right? Right? Anybody think that? Maybe? Well, let's just take a look at our lives, shall we? It's interesting stuff we've got here. Wrapping paper's not going to work this time. Let's see. All sorts of stuff. Ever been a slave before? Anybody? Anybody a slave to anything? Well, you probably have seen this image a few times of usually those slaves. They tend to be carrying something, usually a ball and chain, or perhaps they're chained together. Who knows what it is? But we're going to tie this together. And we probably think, you know, we could do this. We could get out of this if we really needed to. It wouldn't be any problem at all, right? Our box is pretty empty. We're not a slave to anything. Nothing's bothering us. This is one really light box. Right? Let's see here. Oh, there you go. That's a little too short, I think, if I'm going to be carrying this around. Let's see. Get those tops up. But what could go wrong with this? For those of you listening on the radio who have no idea what I'm doing, I'm tying a box around my ankle. There we go. Oh, pretty tough box. We'll throw the rest of that in there. That's not too bad, though. That's pretty light, don't you think? But, you know, we go around our lives and you think about it. It seems to get heavier and heavier. Anybody know what this is? Yeah. Sometimes we're a slave to the past. Sometimes we're a slave to, you know, different color hymnals. But who knows? I love the Green Book, don't get me wrong. I haven't used it in a long time. It gets a little heavier, don't you think? But yeah, we're not a slave to anything. Oh boy. Time? Is anybody here a slave to time? Were you here right at 9:15? 8? Perhaps, you know, Ben had you here earlier. I don't know. 8 o'clock's pretty early. Yeah, we can be a slave to time sometimes. Oh, I had it here somewhere. There it is. See, I don't even know where it is. Anybody slave to knowledge? Addicted to politics? Addicted to social media? Yeah, it's getting pretty heavy there. Anybody addicted to food? Anybody a slave to that? Anybody a slave to family? Anybody a slave to breaking some of those commandments like don't bear false witness or don't use the Lord's name? And, you know, anybody addicted to that?
Where's your twins hat?
That's not an addiction. It really isn't. Not a slave. Not a slave to them. Just the state's tied here somewhere, isn't it, Minnesota? But don't you know that? When we say it, you know, but we're not a slave to anything. Really. Well, let's see here. I just happen to have a... Where did I put that string here? You know, it's a good kite string, but... We can get this box open, can't we? But what happens if that box of stuff we realize is harder than it looks? And it's tied pretty tightly. And everything, we can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We can do this alone. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. You know, I could probably pull this kite string apart if I wanted to. But what if it goes together and together and together and together? That starts to get a little tight, doesn't it? I don't know if I could pull that across. All of a sudden, that life's getting kind of heavy. All those things are getting kind of heavy, aren't they? I can't quite run around with it. It's pretty tight. Don't know what to do. But what does the gospel lesson for today tell us? Who's listening? It's pretty short. Anybody remember? Who the sun sets what? Free. And we know who the sun is, don't we? We know the truth. And we trust. But sometimes, where do we put that trust? Might put it in ideas. Might hold tightly to perhaps only grace and say, grace is it. But where does that grace come from? Where does it come from? Where does all of that come from? From Christ alone. You know, if we try to set ourselves free, we'll be carrying this all day until the string breaks because it's a kite string. But that's not it. Who the sun sets free is indeed free, is free indeed. And Christ comes into this world, knows, yeah, we make those mistakes. We have our problems. Sometimes we forget to put God first, all that. Sometimes we're addicted, sometimes it's all that. And yet, in the cross, he sets us free. And on that third day, what are we left with? Is there anything in there? You're left with that empty tomb. You're left with an empty box. You've been made free through Christ alone. I don't know about you, but some of those things are impossible, and it feels like it's tied to me forever. But it's days like this when you hear that, who the sun sets free is free indeed. And knowing Jesus did set us free, well, that's pretty easy now, isn't it? That's very freeing. It's not heavy. It's wonderful. It's a great feeling. And you know what? That's the truth. The truth you get to take out with you. The truth you take home with you. The truth that it doesn't stay in this building. It goes out there. We're free. We might not think we've ever been a slave to anything, but there's a lot. But through Christ alone, we're free and free indeed. Take that freedom. Go run. Go dance. Go live for God. It's a wonderful feeling. This is the truth. It's pretty good truth, don't you think? Hold on to that. That's some good news. Good news I think we need to hear in a world that likes to keep us slaves. Thanks be to God for that truth. Amen.
Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. Each petition will end with, Lord, in your mercy, I invite your response. Hear our prayer. O God, our refuge and strength, our very present help in times of trouble. You make all things new. Day by day, you renew the spirits of your people through the forgiveness of your sin. Continue to reform your church so that our life together bears witness to your unmerited love. Free us from sin from all those things that bind us, and write the law of love in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Reform our relationships with you, O God, with one another, with our neighbors, and with all of creation. Restore this good earth, the home you entrust to our care. Enrich soils, cleanse waters, and purify the air. Gracious God, be with those who are gathering in the harvest these days. Give them safety. Give them strength and endurance. Give them patience to bear with the weather that has confronted them and assaulted them again this fall. And when that harvest comes in, O Lord, feed the world, feed this hungry world with the food of bread and with your Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bring an end to war and to violence that shakes nations, that destroys and harms families, and that worries your people. When voices of fear threaten to overwhelm us, fill the earth with your peace and with your strength, and give us courage to confront those forces, to stand against them, knowing that you are our refuge and strength, and that we are called to bear witness to your reign of justice and peace, and to live that out in our families and in this world around us. Lord, in your mercy, be the present help of those suffering the tumult of illness, poverty, abandonment, and uncertainty. Bring your calm and healing to those in need. Especially we pray today for, and I invite you as a congregation to join me with first names. We begin with Leonard, Karen, Melissa, Mavis, Kathy, Dwayne, John, Ashley, Mary, Tim, Bernie, Missionary Karen, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Magallanes. And Lord, a special prayer for the Lutheran Church in the Magallanes, as the country of Chile is in somewhat of turmoil and chaos. We pray that you're with our companion church and our companion synod, that they might be a voice that speaks for peace, that speaks of hope and light in the darkness of their days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In this community, O Lord, we are all sinners and saints. In our dealings with one another and in our witness in the world, help us trust in your mercy, freely offering others what you give us. Today, Lord, we remember our confirmands and ask you to lay your hands of blessings upon them as we lay hands upon them in blessing. Strengthen them for their work ahead. Strengthen them to make an impact with your gospel, and strengthen them to live in faith all their days. Lord, in your mercy, trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive this blessing. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. And Almighty God bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, live in love as Christ loved us.
Thanks be to God.